baddest moment you ever know.
This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Hello, this is Stephen Lamp from the Innovation Center here to talk about iPads within the St. Vrain Valley School District. Now, recently, St. Vrain has instituted a one-to-one program, which means for every one student, there's one piece of technology, and that technology that they've incorporated is iPads. It's kind of a new transition. This is the first year that they've done it for every school, and a lot of students are just getting used to that. What do you guys think is the biggest advantage to having an iPad? Is it better to have an iPad?
I think that having the iPads has really helped me with not carrying around as many books. We used to carry around, especially when you're in like all AP courses and we all have those huge textbooks. We can all just download them into our iPads and we just carry them around that way. And also that way we can annotate directly into the textbook in the iPad. For example, I wasn't really enjoying my iPad until I figured out how to use the app Notability. When I figured out how to use that, that's helped me so much.
I think it's good because now every kid has that tool. I mean, before with the laptops and computer labs, not everybody had access to that. The only big disadvantage is when you are outside of school, some kids don't have the same things at home that others do. Like some kids don't have Wi-Fi connections at their house, so they have to go somewhere else to do online work.
You're getting a lot of use out of this, and I don't disagree that using an iPad allows you to carry much less weight, but a lot of people maybe haven't used technology as much as we have. For some people who this iPad is their very first piece of technology, do you think that transfer is over as easily, or do you think they're going to be a little more resilient?
Definitely there is a difference in the way that I'm not a STEM student myself, I'm a VPA student, but in the difference from traditional students and, like you said, more tech-savvy students see the iPads, because I helped with the iPad rollout when we were, you know, determining. I think we were all there. We were all helping with the iPad rollout. And the station that I was put at, I had to help set up, find my iPad, and so one of the other features. And I remember kind of getting a little frustrated with, like, how do they not know how to do this? And I was like, oh, yeah, the rest of us are Apple certified. We're very familiar with these devices. And so definitely it was a lot easier for me, I think. Like, I still see a lot of my peers struggling with how to use their iPad. I shouldn't feel this way, but in my mind, I feel like almost for when someone asks me for help, it's like, how do you not know how to do this? And then I realize, like, oh, because not all of us have had the same opportunities with these devices before. Us who have worked with iPads before, like, it helps us a lot more, and we all know how to use them a lot better than, like you said, more traditional students who maybe hadn't been Apple certified, who haven't been introduced to the whole software and the hardware of the devices beforehand.
One-to-one is supposed to be getting this technology to these students who have it. So even if there is a learning curve, you're saying that there still is that possibility to learn really well off of these iPads. And what they're going to gain from using an iPad, especially for maybe next generation or from there, is going to be really valuable.
I think just for our group of 4 years, like the freshmen to seniors this year in high school, we're kind of a weird pocket group because we're that group that started off doing all of our stuff on pen and paper. I talked to my mom, she's a kindergarten teacher, and, you know, the kindergartners are using the iPads this year. So we're that last group that really hasn't had this technology in our hands since we were young children. And so I think you'll see the learning curve for a while, but as more and more grades roll through and more grades experience this access to technology throughout their entire schooling career, once they get to high school, they're able to do so much more than our group.
As technology continues to develop, we hope to see how it can be better used in education and to benefit the whole world in small and big communities.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.